Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 9. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come va Francesca?
Tutto bene, Mark, grazie. Tu come stai?
Sì, tutto a posto, tutto ok.
Bene, mi fa piacere. Sei pronto per iniziare?
Esatto. We're back with another episode of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, in which we're following the adventures of Giulia and Paolo as they travel through Tuscany. Now, last time they had an interesting experience in Val d'Orcia after Paolo's unfortunate experience in Saturnia when he slipped and sprained his ankle. But they had a nice relaxing time in the Val d'Orcia, and today they're heading on to a new destination, San Galgano.
Sì, San Galgano. Devo dire che non avevo mai sentito nominare questo posto, quindi sono curiosa di saperne di più, Mark.
So that's really interesting. Sono curiosa, you said, sono curioso, io.
Sì.
Di saperne di più.
Sì. Well spotted.
So the ne in there, the ne is referring to of it, about it. So I'm curious to know more about it. I like that.
Allora, cominciamo.
Allora, cominciamo.
Dopo la pausa di ieri, Paolo si sentiva pronto a camminare un po'. Quindi abbiamo visitato la penultima meta del nostro giro della Toscana, l'abbazia di San Galgano. Volevamo visitare l'abbazia da moltissimo tempo ed eravamo contentissimi di poterlo fare finalmente. La chiesa di San Galgano è molto particolare perché non ha né un soffitto né un pavimento. Per questo motivo speravamo in un'altra giornata di sole, altrimenti ci saremmo bagnati tutti. Il cielo era molto nuvoloso, ma per fortuna alla fine non ha piovuto. Nell'eremo accanto alla chiesa abbiamo anche visto la famosa spada nella roccia, che San Galgano ha lasciato lì nel lontano 1170. Sembrava quasi la spada nella roccia di Re Artù. Paolo ha provato a tirarla fuori, ma ovviamente non è successo nulla. In compenso, però, alcuni passanti si sono fatti delle gran risate a guardarlo mentre tentava di sfilarla. Alla fine, Paolo si è accontentato di una foto con la spada. Abbiamo concluso questa giornata con un'ottima cena. E con la pancia piena siamo andati a dormire.
molto interessante.
Sì.
Io ho imparato qualche cosa oggi.
Sì, sicuramente. Devo segnarmelo nei posti da visitare quando tornerò in Italia.
Exactly. So, yeah, Francesca is going to add this to her list of places to visit. And what I'm pleased to hear is that Paolo's feeling a bit better. He's getting back to walking a little more.
Esatto, sì, per fortuna.
Esatto. Let's go back through the text now and talk about the words and the phrases and the grammar contained in this text.
Va bene. Allora, dopo la pausa di ieri, Paolo si sentiva pronto a camminare un po', quindi abbiamo visitato la penultima meta del nostro giro della Toscana, l'abbazia di San Galgano.
Okay, so dopo la pausa di ieri, after yesterday's pause, we had a little break yesterday in Val d'Orcia when they didn't do quite as much. But now Paolo si sentiva pronto a camminare un po'. So he was feeling ready to walk a little. Francesca, is it always pronto a fare qualcosa?
Pronto can also be followed by the preposition per. So we could have said Paolo si sentiva pronto per camminare un po'. More or less they can be used in the same way, although essere pronto per, it means you've done all the necessary preparation that you need to do in advance, while pronto a is more like spiritually, morally ready to do something. But it's really, really a subtle nuance.
Okay, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. If we were saying, for example, are you ready to begin the lesson? In that situation, that could mean, yes, I've got all my notebook, my wee jotter at hand, ready to begin.
Sí.
Or it could mean, yes, I've psyched myself up beforehand. So if I've psyched myself up, I would say, sí, sono pronto a iniziare. But if I've got my wee jotter, then I'm pronto per iniziare.
And you've done your preparation.
Yeah.
Sì,
okay,
sono pronto per. Although I must say it's really, really subtle and probably not everyone would think about the difference between one and the other.
Okay, good. Good, good. Okay, quindi abbiamo visitato la penultima meta del nostro giro della Toscana. So therefore, we visited the penultimate destination of our tour of Tuscany. And this penultimate destination, rather, is the L'Abbazia di San Galgano. So the Abbey of San Galgano.
Sì. Volevamo visitare l'abbazia da moltissimo tempo ed eravamo contentissimi di poterlo fare finalmente.
Right, there's lots and lots in this sentence. I think it's a great sentence because there's so much in here that we can talk about. Let's look at the first part of it, first of all. So, volevamo visitare l'abbazia da moltissimo tempo. That volevamo, which tense is that? I wonder if our listeners can work out which tense volevamo is. It is, of course, the...
Imperfetto.
Okay, so it's the imperfect. And we're looking at the verb volere in the imperfect. So we were wanting to do something or we wanted to do something. However, there's an interesting time word in the sentence as well. And that's the word da. That changes the volevamo, doesn't it?
Yes, I think in English you would probably say we had been wanting to do something.
Exactly. For a long, long time. So we had been wanting to do something for a long, long time. So we take it back a stage in English using a pluperfect. We had wanted to visit it, or we had been wanting to visit it for a long, long time. But in Italian, we use the imperfect with da. And the same happens with the present and da for translating a perfect in English, doesn't it?
Sì. Ad esempio posso dire parlo inglese da molti anni.
So I have been speaking English for many years, or literally I speak English since many years.
Esatto.
Okay. So I speak English since many years, that would be present in Italian with da, and I had been speaking English for many years at that point, that would be an imperfect in Italian.
Sì.
Parlavo inglese da molti anni.
Sì.
A quel punto, at that point.
Ad esempio, quando sono andata a Londra, parlavo già inglese da molti anni.
Exactly. So when I went to London, I had already been speaking English for many years. Benissimo. Okay. So we had wanted to visit the Abbey for a long, long time, da moltissimo tempo, ed eravamo contentissimi di poterlo fare finalmente. And we were really happy, the superlative form there of happy, contento, contenti, contentissimi.
Sì.
Di poterlo fare, of being able to do it, finally.
Sì.
So the poterlo, the lo, is what there, it's referring back to visiting the Abbey.
Sì, it, as we know, lo means him or it, but it can also be used to replace the whole previous sentence, as it is the case here.
Perfetto. Okay, let's find out more about San Galgano.
Va bene. La chiesa di San Galgano è molto particolare perché non ha né un soffitto né un pavimento.
Right, so the church of San Galgano is very particular, very peculiar, because it has neither a ceiling.
Sì, un soffitto.
Nor a floor.
Sì, esatto, un pavimento.
È un po' curiosa questa chiesa.
Sì, diciamo che è un po' diversa dall'idea classica che abbiamo delle chiese. I think we can just imagine an abbey without a proper floor with tiles, mm-hmm. but it's simply soil and grass.
Yeah, okay. And then in terms of the ceiling, I believe that it used to have a ceiling, but then that's no longer there.
Yeah, apparently this is what happened.
Okay, let's talk a little about this né. It means neither nor. Francesca, can you give us another example of how we could use this in more daily speech?
Sì, ad esempio, non mangio né carne né pesce.
Okay, so non mangio, I don't eat né carne né pesce, neither meat nor fish. Now in English, if we say I don't eat neither meat nor fish, that's a double negative. So we would need to say I don't eat either meat or fish, or I eat neither meat nor fish. But in Italian, we need the non and the ne and the ne.
Sì, sì, esatto. The non because it's a negative structure. Mm-hmm. So as in all negative structures in Italian, we need the help, the support of non. And then we have to repeat ne. Twice.
Good. Okay. Non mangio né carne né pesce. Or here, la chiesa di San Galgano è molto particolare perché non ha né un soffitto né un pavimento.
Esatto.
Okay. Let's go on and listen to the next part of the text.
Per questo motivo speravamo in un'altra giornata di sole. Altrimenti ci saremmo bagnati tutti.
Okay, per questo motivo, for this reason, speravamo, we were hoping, in un'altra giornata di sole. We were hoping for another sunny day. Now, sperare in qualcosa, Francesca?
Sì, sperare in qualcosa.
So we couldn't say speravamo per un'altra giornata?
No, speravamo in una giornata di sole, speravamo in un buon risultato, ma speravamo di più un verbo.
Mm-hmm. So,
speravamo di arrivare in tempo.
Esatto. So we were hoping for another sunny day, altrimenti, otherwise, ci saremmo bagnati tutti. Otherwise, we would all, or both,
sì.
have got soaked, we would have got wet.
Sì.
Now, this is quite a tricky construction here.
Sì, il verbo è bagnarsi, mm-hmm. so to get oneself wet, e ci saremmo bagnati is the past conditional okay. of bagnarsi. So it's like an hypothesis in the past which didn't happen, luckily, yep. in the end.
So just to be clear there, we've got the conditional form of essere, saremmo, and then our past participle, bagnati.
Sì.
So ci saremmo bagnati. We would have got wet. Okay?
Sì, completely, tutti.
So the tutti there is referring not to both of them, but the extent to which they would have got wet.
See, it could also be if we are thinking of other people visiting the Abbey, it could be like including all the tourists there. But you can simply say, oggi sono uscita e mi sono bagnata tutta. It means from top to bottom.
Okay, good, good, good. So conditional perfect or past conditional, same thing. Ci saremmo bagnati tutti. Don't worry about this. It's not something that we need to spend too much time on, because actually it makes sense in the situation. We were hoping for another sunny day, otherwise we would have got soaked. However, we do hear a little more about the weather.
Sì, il cielo era molto nuvoloso, ma per fortuna alla fine non ha piovuto.
Okay, so the sky was very cloudy, nuvoloso.
Sì.
Ma per fortuna.
Sì.
È una notte di luna. No, I'm getting carried away with Puccini there.
Mark.
Ma per fortuna è una notte di luna. E qui la luna l'abbiamo vicino. Anyway.
Era da tanto tempo che non cantavi.
Ma per fortuna, but fortunately, alla fine, at the end, in the end, non ha piovuto. It didn't rain.
Sì.
So piovuto from the verb to rain.
Piovere.
Piovere, of course. Okay, we're going to pause there for a little break, and then we'll be back in just a moment to find out more about their experience in la chiesa and l'abbazia di San Galgano. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just in case any of our listeners are wondering where that song came from, it's Che Geli da Manina from La Bohème, from Puccini's La Bohème. And I am sure you will find much better versions, many better versions of it than my version. But it's a beautiful aria, so do have a listen to that. Okay, let's continue on and find out more about the Abbey, l'Abbazia di San Galgano, Francesca.
Va bene. Nell'eremo accanto alla chiesa abbiamo anche visto la famosa spada nella roccia che San Galgano ha lasciato lì nel lontano 1170.
Okay, we're going really back in history now.
Sì.
What was the year that you gave us there?
1170.
1170. So 1170 or 1170. Now, we're talking about l'eremo. What's un eremo?
Un eremo, I think in English you would say a hermitage.
Hermitage, okay. So we're talking
okay.
about either somewhere where a hermit lives or sí. perhaps more something like the cloisters or the part of a monastery where people are in seclusion, in a sense.
Esatto, sì, dove vive un eremita.
Un eremita, ok. Would you also talk about l'eremo di San Petersburg?
Pietroburgo, ah, ho capito, no, si dice l'ermitage.
L'ermitage, ok. So here we're talking about the hermitage beside the church, accanto alla chiesa. And what did they do there? They saw, abbiamo anche visto, la famosa spada nella roccia, the sword in the stone, basically.
Sì, sì.
And this is a sword in the stone, which was left there by San Galgano in the distant 1170, the year of 1170.
Esatto. Sembrava quasi la spada nella roccia di Re Artù.
Ok, it almost seemed like the sword in the stone of King Arthur.
Sì, sì, un bellissimo. Adoravo questo cartone animato da bambina.
Ok.
Ok, Paolo ha provato a tirarla fuori, ma ovviamente non è successo nulla.
Ok, so Paolo tried to pull it out of the stone, so remove the sword from the stone.
Sì.
Paolo ha provato a tirarla fuori. So we're talking about provare a fare qualcosa, to try to do something. And tirarla, the la is referring to the spada.
Sì, 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 è un pronome diretto. So instead of having the word spada again, we can replace it by using la, meaning it, feminine.
Okay, so Paolo tried to take it out, to remove it from the stone, ma ovviamente non è successo nulla. But obviously, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
So this is from succedere, to happen, and it's an essere verb, so we say non è successo nulla. We could say non è successo niente anche.
Niente, sì, sì, they work exactly in the same way, niente, nulla. Mm-hmm.
However, by way of recompense, what happened?
Sì, in compenso però alcuni passanti si sono fatti delle gran risate a guardarlo mentre tentava di sfilarla.
So, in compenso could mean something like to make up for it or
sì.
To balance that out. Alcuni passanti, some passersby, si sono fatti delle gran risate. So they had a really good laugh
sì.
A guardarlo, watching him. Mentre tentava di sfilarla, as he tried to pull it out.
Extract it, sì. Yeah.
So there we've got tentare di, and we had provare a, two ways of saying to try to do something.
Sì, they're really synonyms. Probably tentare di sounds more, slightly more formal, I would say. And I think we tend to use provare more often in spoken everyday Italian. Tentare sounds, yes, as I said, slightly more formal or for written Italian.
Okay, is provare always with a?
Provare a fare qualcosa, sì.
You couldn't say provare di fare qualcosa?
No,
okay.
Ma tentare di fare qualcosa.
So we've got provare a, tentare di, and there's another word that's coming to mind, and that is using the word cercare.
Cercare di, sì, sì, sì.
So that's literally to look for, but when cercare is combined with di, it becomes to try to do something.
Sì, and it's another synonym that we can add to this list.
Would you say cercare di fare qualcosa is more similar to tentare or provare in terms of register?
Cercare is probably more like provare di in terms of how and when it's used. I will try to come up with more specific examples in the notes for this, Mark.
Perfect. Excellent. That sounds good. So basically these people are laughing at him as he's trying to extract the sword from the stone. But in the end, what happened?
Alla fine Paolo si è accontentato di una foto con la spada.
So he was quite happy. He contented himself. Accontentarsi di una foto, with a photo with the sword, con la spada.
Abbiamo concluso questa giornata con un'ottima cena e con la pancia piena siamo andati a dormire.
Okay, so we finished this day. Abbiamo concluso questa giornata with an ottimo ottima cena, with an excellent meal, e con la pancia piena, and with a full stomach, a full belly, siamo andati a dormire. We went to bed.
Sì, è il modo perfetto per andare a dormire con la pancia piena.
Esatto. Let's listen to the whole text now and hopefully you'll understand everything since we've gone through it together.
Dopo la pausa di ieri, Paolo si sentiva pronto a camminare un po'. Quindi abbiamo visitato la penultima meta del nostro giro della Toscana, l'abbazia di San Galgano. Volevamo visitare l'abbazia da moltissimo tempo ed eravamo contentissimi di poterlo fare finalmente. La chiesa di San Galgano è molto particolare perché non ha né un soffitto né un pavimento. Per questo motivo speravamo in un'altra giornata di sole, altrimenti ci saremmo bagnati tutti. Il cielo era molto nuvoloso, ma per fortuna alla fine non ha piovuto. Nell'eremo accanto alla chiesa abbiamo anche visto la famosa spada nella roccia, che San Galgano ha lasciato lì nel lontano 1170. Sembrava quasi la spada nella roccia di Re Artù. Paolo ha provato a tirarla fuori, ma ovviamente non è successo nulla. In compenso, però, alcuni passanti si sono fatti delle gran risate a guardarlo mentre tentava di sfilarla. Alla fine, Paolo si è accontentato di una foto con la spada. Abbiamo concluso questa giornata con un'ottima cena. E con la pancia piena siamo andati a dormire.
And there we find ourselves at the end of episode 9 of our travel diaries with Giulia and Paolo, la pancia piena, and they've gone to sleep on their penultimate day of their journey. Now, if you would like to get more out of this episode, then do head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where you can check out the notes. As Francesca mentioned, she sometimes adds additional bits of information to the notes with some further examples. And of course, you'll be able to follow the text there. We also provide a video version where we've paused the audio and it gives you the chance to repeat along with the speaker. So you listen to Giulia saying the lines and then we've paused that so that you can repeat it after her and practice your pronunciation. All of that is at the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com. Francesca, next time it's the last episode of the series.
Oh sì, sono un po' triste, Mark.
Anch'io. È stato veramente un piacere viaggiare con Paolo e Giulia.
Sì, sì, avrei voluto continuare questo viaggio, ma non si può essere in vacanza tutta la vita, vero?
All good things come to an end. How do we say that in Italian?
Tutte le cose belle finiscono.
Esatto. Well, next time we will be finishing this journey in Piombino, and we'll be reaching the coast, the Tuscan coast, so you can look forward to that. Until then, come sempre, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Grazie a tutti, a presto, ciao!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.